This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's Patrick Mahomes after last night's 40-22 loss in Super Bowl 59. Patrick Mahomes has been a full-time starter for 7 years. And he's been in 5 Super Bowls in those 7 years. He's won 3. Why are we such prisoners of the moment that we're questioning his legacy after last night?
I have no idea. I mean, he can retire now and walk into the Hall of Fame. We say he's 3-time Super Bowl MVP. Been there a bunch.
7 years he's been to 5.
Yeah, and he's a 2-time league MVP as well. Can't forget that. It's kind of been overlooked because everybody talks about the Super Bowl rings. But yeah.
But you might as well say 6 years he's been to 5 because they didn't let him play year one. He may have gone that year too. So
No, he's been in the league 8 years.
Okay.
So that's
fair.
So that's why I'm not counting the first year.
He's in the AFC Championship every damn year.
I literally didn't count the first year. Sometimes I hate talking sports with people so much, Jeremy, because people in sports look to knock you. He's been in 5 Super Bowls in 7 full-time seasons. Come on, man. Like you said, 7 AFC Championship games.
Yeah, I mean, this is the recency bias talking head thing that you got. Oh, how does this affect him now? Like, it's like any loss. You have to let it just simmer, settle down, and then evaluate. Why we're saying anything the next day that is talking about his legacy is such a silly thing, especially when he's already accomplished so much so soon. So this is not tarnish him. Would it have been better if he got to the AFC Championship and lost instead of getting to the Super Bowl and losing? People do this all the time. Like, the big thing that everybody would say about Jordan is, he got to 6 championships and he was undefeated. Is that better than getting to 10 and losing 4 of them? I don't think it is.
No, but, it's not.
You know, like, comparatively speaking, that's what people are going to do all the time, though.
Jim Kelly, he lost 4 straight. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's never won a Super Bowl.
So, I mean, I just think sometimes the recency bias of what's just happened now, and that's how everything is. Like, no matter what you think about the halftime show last night, people thought, that's the worst halftime show I've ever seen in my life. Is it? Is it really? I mean,
I loved it.
I loved it too. Depending on the type of music you like, maybe you didn't like it. But again, sometimes things aren't just for you.
God knows I sat through some Super Bowl halftime shows with artists that I gave nothing about.
I just saw somebody
write, "How it is.
Can't you get a good artist from the 70s and 80s? Why? We've got good artists now. Those people are dead, most of them. You want to bring back half of Queen? What do you want to do? You know, like, I mean, honestly, and you got to understand, they're trying to get younger. They want to steal the younger audience. So it's like me going to see The Little Mermaid and going, that movie's terrible. Yeah, it's not for me. Who cares?
Just unbelievable. By the way, Little Mermaid was not terrible. I don't understand your whole thing with that one. That was bad take, Jeremy.
What take? I didn't have a take on it.
When did we get to the point where it's our goal to dog everybody? To belittle everybody. When did that happen?
I don't know.
But it really seems to be that way. Just the schadenfreude is everywhere. Everyone takes such pleasure in other people's pain. And instead of just talking about amazing accomplishments, they talk about, you know, how people fall short all the time. And like Mahomes is a perfect example. The guy's won three already. I mean, he's a two-time league MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP. He's in the conversation for greatest ever. He's going to be there when his career is said and done.
Right.
You know, he's going to be one of those guys that's talked about. I mean, Sully lost another Super Bowl. Good. They keep going, though. The Ravens a chance to lose
one. Jeez, they keep going. All they do is keep going.
Well, I mean, as a lot of people were pointing out, and I know it's something we'll end up talking about a little bit later in the program, about the refs. Because as soon as the game starts and you had the pass interference in the beginning, you had everybody talking.
Yeah.
The OPI on A.J. Brown. But you know, like, again, when it comes back to this game specifically and you're looking at it, he had a bad game. A lot of guys on the Kansas City side had a bad game. It got out of hand quickly, yeah. And the only thing that was really going right for Kansas City is they slowed down that rush defense or that rush offense to a degree. But I kept telling my wife, I'm like, they're wearing them down. Eventually, he could pop one, but he didn't even need to. They just needed to run the clock.
By the way, the Eagles have a better roster.
Yeah.
They're a better team. So it's not a big surprise.
No, it's not a big surprise at all.
And he's proven in so many different, like Ed was talking about him being on different teams. I almost feel like he's done it on different teams, even though he's been with the Chiefs, because he's done it with less weapons. He's done it with the premier guys like Tyreek Hill. We all said once Hill goes, it's like, oh, he doesn't have his down the field threat. BS, man. He was throwing dimes to Worthy in the second half, albeit those points didn't matter.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right.
I'm good. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Hopefully, it will be the Ravens next season, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well, man.
You too, man.
Philadelphia Eagles looked dominant last night.
They sure did.
I mean, the score was no indication of how the game really went.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is I've talked about it. Like, Andy Reid's one of the best coaches in the history of the league, maybe the best off of a bye week. That's what you have going into the Super Bowl. And it didn't matter. And again, I still think if Reid had to do it over again, he would have mixed in a few more runs in those opening series that he had devised. You know, he draws up the plays, like the scripts, the first 20, 25 plays, and the first seven were all passes. Now, you're picking up first downs, nobody's talking about it, but when it doesn't happen, you're not running a lot of time off the clock, and you're just giving them the ball back.
You know who the other guy was with Kendrick last night?
Who?
A guy by the name of DJ Mustard.
Oh, put some mustard on that beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that's who it was. I didn't hear him say who he was.
I didn't either. I couldn't hear that. You know why his name is Mustard, don't you?
Because he did it with the candlestick in the library.
That's why?
Yes.
That's from Clue.
I know.
Okay, no, I didn't know. Not. I didn't know if that was a white people game or not.
Clue. His birth name, his first name, is Dijon.
Like Robinson.
Dijon Isaiah Close. McFarland. So he's DJ Mustard.
Mustard on that beat. Yeah.
Wasn't his first one Rack City? Isn't that how he came to
fame? I don't know if it was his first one, but I know he was on
that. That's how he came to, I think that's kind of what put him over the top, Rack City. That's Tiger, right?
Rack City. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they kind of put him over the top.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plans today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.